No, hold up, hold up. We will get to that other thing in a second. It is the Joe and Alex show, and you need to listen to this. All right, Liv, why do you never tell Alex and I anything? You bury the lead.
I'm mad. Radio may not be for you if you're not willing to share everything in your life. The people want to know.
We're open books here. We talk about everything.
I know. It's just this thing has happened quickly.
So what is your big announcement?
I actually have a boyfriend.
Whoa! When did this? What? I thought you just been single.
No, I know. It happened very quickly. We just kind of made it official like a couple of days ago.
Ooh, so do we get to come up with a nickname for this guy?
Yeah, I guess so.
Ooh, so tell us some fun facts, just a few fun facts about this guy without saying his real name.
He's a realtor.
Okay.
Oh, man, Mr. Money.
Yeah, he's like kind of from the country.
Okay.
Ish. He's not country though.
Okay.
He smokes a Juul.
Oh, perfect. That's where the nickname's gonna come from.
Mr. Juul.
And he's 28, so he's older than me.
He's a little older.
He's too old for a Juul.
Let's call him Juul Daddy.
I think that's an early entry, yes.
I like that. I like that name.
You can tweet us, too, if you have a suggestion for a
Liv's new man
at Joe and Alex Show.
I think we found it. She thinks it's funny, and I think she says he'd like it. So I think when we speak about Liv's boyfriend, his nickname is Juul Daddy on the show.
Only thing I'm trying to think, stick up for this guy, is you guys know that. When you get a name in radio, you're stuck with it.
That's true.
I can't go back and
change the Egyptian's name. He's always the Egyptian.
Exactly. We can't be like, so how's Aladdin? It's like, no, it's the Egyptian.
I kind of like Juul Daddy.
I love Juul Daddy.
I guarantee you'll be making out later. Juul Daddy.
I think that is perfect. It's hilarious.
He's going to die.
And explain, because there might be someone listening, especially the moms out there, that don't know what a Juul is.
A Juul is pretty much the coolest e-cig on the market right now.
Okay, e-cig and cool, they don't go together, Liv. That's
smoking
the thing.
Yes,
they do. I like Juuls. Juuls aren't as bad for you as cigarettes. Also, they have flavors like mango or mint.
Oh, brother.
And it's a little square thing. And also, it has a little dot light on it to show you how much the charge is. And every time you hit it, it's like this white light. And then if you shake it, it's like a disco ball and turns into party mode and it goes to all different lights.
So it looks like, what is that called that you stick
in USB?
A USB port.
Yeah,
a lot of people complaining about this that are parents saying that it makes young kids want to smoke.
Well, yeah, it looks like a USB drive or whatever you call those things. And also, it's not spelled like J-E-W-E-L.
No, it's J-U-U-L.
Yeah.
Juul, they're cool.
So your kid might have one of these in their backpacks, but it's not a USB thing.
That's an e-cig. And if you're not over 18, you shouldn't be smoking.
Okay,
that's right.
So Juul Daddy is what we're calling him right now.
I'm obsessed.
Now, how long have you guys been, I guess, official boyfriend, girlfriend?
Like literally 3 days.
Oh, well, why isn't it on Facebook yet? When am I going to see it up there?
I don't know. I haven't been Facebook official with a boy since I think freshman year of high school.
How did he ask?
He was just like, will you be my girlfriend? And I just started laughing.
Well, where were you? What was going on?
I was in his house.
Oh.
Where, in his house? What are you doing in his house? Well, we were in a bed, see, and I was smoking on my Juul.
We were in his house.
Okay.
And we were kissing, and he was like, will you be my girlfriend? And I just started laughing. And he was like, well, so does that mean yes? And I was like, yeah, of course.
Interesting.
And this has all moved very quickly. So this is why it's just very strange.
I was going to say, like, what's next? When's the marriage?
Okay. Take it easy. But he is actually friends with one of my bosses at my other job.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
Other roommates?
Yeah.
That's an interesting way to sleep to the top.
Yeah, no kidding.
I'm just kidding, Liv. I know you'd never do that.
Yeah, your mom right now is like, whoa.
No, Liv is way too much self-respect to do that. I'm just kidding. But I am excited for you and Juul Daddy and to see what your future holds.
It's wild. It's very, very wild.
I already
met his parents.
You what?
Whoa!
Yeah.
Wait.
You're burying every freaking lead. You've met Juul Daddy's parents.
Yes, I have.
What were they like? What were they like?
They were so, so, so cool, so nice. His mom is absolutely amazing. She's very funny. She's kind of like a spitfire.
Did she have snacks for you?
Oh, yeah. What'd she offer you?
Oh.
She made us breakfast with egg McMuffin kind of thing.
Oh,
with
that's nice.
A over easy egg with Canadian bacon, with potatoes, with onions and jalapenos.
So when's he going to meet your parents?
So I think he's meeting my family in a couple of weekends. He's coming down to Cincinnati with me to go to my niece's first birthday.
Okay, I don't want to hear anyone say that I move too fast with the Egyptian again.
No,
I don't want to hear it.
No, you do move.
She's way faster than me.
You both move too fast. Slow it down, pump the brakes.
Our first date was like a month ago.
Oh my word. Well, I hope you and Jewel Daddy are very happy together. I can't wait for more updates.
And
definitely let us know if he meets your parents.
And I hope on behalf of the Joe and Alex, your listeners, that you start sharing this information.
I will.
We need to know this stuff.
Well, it was just moving so quickly. I was like, I don't know what's going on.
She was caught up in the smoke of the Jewel.
I can't help it.